On December 16th, Beck was accosted on the street by a woman who said he was a thief. Who was accosted on the street by a woman? Beck was accosted on the street by a woman. What did the woman say? The woman said he was a thief. He tried to get away from the woman, but she followed him. Did he get away from the woman? He tried to get away from the woman, but she followed him. Beck went to a policeman who took both him and his accuser to the local police station. Who went to a policeman? Beck went to a policeman. What did the policeman do? The policeman took both him and his accuser to the local police station. At the station, the woman told the police how Lord Willoughby had charmed her out of her jewelry by promising to replace them the next day with more valuable pieces. Did the woman say that Lord Willoughby had charmed her out of her jewelry? Yes, the woman said that Lord Willoughby had charmed her out of her jewelry. How did he charm her out of her jewelry? He charmed her out of her jewelry by promising to replace them the next day with more valuable pieces. She became suspicious when she noticed that other jewelry was also missing. Did she become suspicious? Yes, she became suspicious. What did she notice was missing? She noticed that other jewelry was missing. She told the police that she rushed to the bank to cash the check that Willoughby had given her, but of course it bounced. She had been had. Why did she rush to the bank? She rushed to the bank to cash the check that Willoughby had given her. Was she able to cash the check? No, she wasn't able to cash the check. It bounced. The police investigated and found 22 other open cases of the exact same scam perpetrated by a man with the exact same description, a distinguished gentleman with gray hair and a mustache. How many other open cases did the police find? The police found 22 other open cases. What was the description? The description was a distinguished gentleman with gray hair and a mustache. That description fit Beck to a T. Did that description fit Beck? Yes, that description fit Beck to a T. Soon, other victims came forward and also identified Beck as the perpetrator. What happened next? Soon, other victims came forward and also identified Beck as the perpetrator. The crime was identical to previous crimes of a man named John Smith, who was sent to prison in 1877. When was John Smith sent to prison? John Smith was sent to prison in 1877. Despite the fact that Beck could prove he was in South America in 1877, he was sent to prison in 1896 and given a uniform that said John Smith. What could Beck prove? Beck could prove he was in South America in 1877. What did his uniform say? His uniform said John Smith. 2 years into his 5-year sentence, someone noticed that the files for the original John Smith showed that he was circumcised. What did someone notice in the files of the original John Smith? Someone noticed that the files for the original John Smith showed that he was circumcised. Beck was not circumcised, but that evidence was swept under the rug. Was Beck circumcised? No, Beck wasn't circumcised. Was that evidence swept under the rug? Yes, that evidence was swept under the rug. The police thought that maybe he wasn't the original John Smith, but he was still a criminal. Did the police still think he was the original John Smith? No, the police didn't think he was still the original John Smith. Did they think he was innocent? No, they didn't think he was innocent. They thought he was still a criminal. In 1901, Beck was released from prison, but his ordeal was far from over. When was Beck released from prison? Beck was released from prison in 1901. Was his ordeal over? No, his ordeal was far from over. Wilhelm Meyer, a.k.a. John Smith, a.k.a. Lord Willoughby, had fled to the United States after Beck was sent to prison. Where did Wilhelm Meyer go after Beck was sent to prison? Wilhelm Meyer went to the United States after Beck was sent to prison. When he heard that Beck was released, he decided it was a good time to return to England and continue his life of crime. What did Meyer do when he heard that Beck was released? Meyer returned to England when he heard that Beck was released. Did he decide to change his life? No, he didn't decide to change his life. He decided to continue his life of crime.